Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 12th, 2017. Today is the second Sunday in Lent. I'm recording this entry from the nave of Trinity Church. It's about 2:40 Central Daylight Time in the afternoon, and I'm recording following a very full morning. We had two wonderful liturgies, and it's always a joy to reconnect with people and catch up on what's going on in their lives. The music today by our choir was amazing. It has been a full morning. And we followed that by our monthly meeting of our parish council, which is in Episco world called a vestry. Lots of good discussion about how our congregation continues to move forward in its mission and ministry. And I've got a few moments before I head out to enjoy a time of recreation with our youth group. We're going duck pin bowling. It has been and will be a full day. It's particularly on days like this that I enjoy the opportunity to sit in the nave of Trinity Church to just soak up the stillness and the silence. And as I sat here this afternoon, I couldn't help but juxtapose my craving for feeling the presence of God in silence with the language of the psalm that is appointed from morning prayer for today. Not the psalm we read at Eucharist, but for morning prayer we were assigned Psalm 29. I won't read all of it, but I will read a few verses. This is from Psalm 29. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is a voice of splendor. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The voice of the Lord splits the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees writhe. And in the temple of the Lord, all are crying, glory. Well, I have never heard the voice of the Lord audibly. And I'm sure that this psalm is meant to inspire in its hearers the power of God, that when God speaks, the whole earth and all that is in it listens. This voice of the Lord, this powerful voice, this voice that created heaven and earth and all of the stars and moons and galaxies and planets, this voice of the Lord that creates, this voice of the Lord that speaks forth commandments, this voice of the Lord that puts things right in the world. The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice. And yet, for me, I think most often I have experienced the voice of the Lord not in the grandeur of some momentous thunderclap, some voice that leaves me shaking in my shoes. For me, the voice of the Lord has often come through times of stillness and silence. As I was reading today's psalm from morning prayer, I couldn't help but put it in tension with the great story of the prophet Elijah on the run from a despotic king in his time. And Elijah begins to wonder if he is the only person in the kingdom left being faithful to God. And so from a cave, Elijah experiences an earthquake and a rushing wind and a fire and the thunder and all of the theatrics that one would think would alert one to the presence of the Almighty God. But in the narrative story, God is not in any of the theatrics. Where Elijah hears God is in the sound of sheer silence. With all due respect to the psalmist, and with an awareness that should God choose to speak in a boisterous fashion, God's voice would indeed thunder. God's voice would shake the cedar trees. God's voice might even shake us in our shoes. I don't doubt that for a moment. And yet, on this Sunday afternoon, in the midst of all of the activity of the day, I'm enjoying listening for God's voice in the silence. Perhaps that is an opportunity for all of us in Lent, is to find a few moments, just to sit still, to disconnect from our mobile devices, our computers, our televisions, all of the things that distract us, to sit still, to close our eyes, to breathe deeply, and to listen. We may not hear the thunderous voice of the Almighty, but we may hear the whisper of God's Spirit calling us and reminding us that we are the beloved of God. And in that small moment of deepening awareness of our relationship with God, we may join the voices that the psalmist heard in the temple, and we may find ourselves shouting, "Glory!" Let us pray. O God, whose glory is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, Jesus Christ your Son, who with you in the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen.